Effective immediately, I'll be exporting exclusively to Mr. Rothstein.
Scrawny Irish prick.
We got a convoy coming through tomorrow night.
Hey, Sheriff.
You're straight through to New York.
I'm telling you not to do this, Mickey.
Stop! It's an ambush!
Rosetti controls the roads.
He kicks up the Joe Masseria.
Let's discuss our options.
You expect me to start a war?
I'm Lillian Pint, but you can call me Billy.
Fourth fatality. Not a future, Rosetti.
Give me your blessing. I kill them all.
Are you familiar with Zebes? He'll be dining there this evening.
Don't worry about him.
Do you intend to extort money from me?
No!
I must dispose of the body.
I have a twin sister. Her name is Emma. I moved to Chicago, and I haven't spoken to her since.
We both know how to keep a secret. What's going on?
Did you know? I tell it only to you.
Look it!
He's fucking me.
Rosetti's here. How many guns do you have?
No.
You can name your price.
I already named it.
The club?
I got a deal.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm in charge. He doesn't belong here. Apparently.
He says that's all that matters.
Son.
Oh.
Radio.
It's on.
Try another station, why don't you?
The only one we get. Comes in from Fort Wayne.
Comes in from Fort Wayne. A lot of traffic.
Steel mills up in Gary. Why'd we stay open late?
Asking for far. How far are we from Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio? Because there's one in Indiana.
Not the one we want.
You're about 5 hours.
What's worth seeing around here?
In Warsaw? We've got the second longest contiguous brick wall in the world.
No kidding.
A man from the university in Vincennes drove up and measured it.
Maybe we should stay over, huh?
Let's just go.
My friend's got no appreciation. You keep the change now.
Sawbuck on a $2 tab? We made some easy money. What's the problem? I thought we were laying low.
Well? Jiggle the plugs or something.
I found them in a juke in Louisville. Bringing them along. Akron, Youngstown, Pittsburgh. 3 weeks at the Stanley.
They rough.
They're smart boys. Pick up fast. Little patter. Top hats and tails. A year from now you come to New York, you won't find an empty seat. And what you're going to say?
What I going to say, Dickie?
Why didn't I? Oh, why didn't I?
He's selling his heart, huh? Check that mule's teeth first.
I never sell anything. I don't have to because I represent the best. Don't I, honey?
Nothing but. Would you freshen me up? You don't mind, do you, Dickie?
You're thirsty, you're thirsty.
What was in here again?
Weren't you paying attention?
New York sour.
Mix you up the Jersey version.
That's all the time you got for me.
Appointment in Newark.
Do we have to, Dickie? I'm tired of traipsing. Nice hotel.
Mr. White makes me happy. I make you happy. 2 weeks at a Grand Pur, and we talk about what comes after.
You carpet-bagging me.
I'm treating you square. I always do.
I won't Fletcher Henderson up there.
Who doesn't? It's Max in New York.
You boys break a sweat yet?
No, sir. We barely kicking it. Elton, shake your lazy bronc.
Grover, let's wind that clock.
Turn the light on. All have arrived. It's easy enough to do.
Then I will do it.
Where is he sitting?
There, you wanted him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody knows each other.
Mr. Mazzaria and I have not actually met. Does he speak English?
He's not in the mood.
I just want this to be clear.
He'll understand what you say. We'd like to settle things. We think you do too.
What makes you think that?
Why else would you show up?
See what the Thompson brothers are contemplating.
I have my territory. South to Cape May, north to Asbury Park, west to Trenton. I have the casinos, the numbers, and the wire. I'm not looking for anything else.
Haven't we had this conversation?
I didn't ask for trouble. What was brought to my doorstep, I returned. I'd expect all of you to do exactly the same.
You tried to put me in federal court.
You were greedy.
And you were desperate.
15 of his men killed. On the road out of town. With the deal already struck.
You landed on your feet.
You wish to pretend you never
What's
gave
wrong with
you
There was no arrangement.
They are.
Now, why should you trust any word come out of your mouth? Huh?
That's a reasonable question. Let him see it.
What do you want?
See a Broadway show, have the chop at Keane's, do a little window shopping, and not be looking over my shoulder every second I'm at it.
And in return?
Maybe you enjoy the beach here.
Not especially.
I want peace, Arnold. That's all.
Where you shop and where you eat is no concern of ours.
This ends that.
How are you, Charlie?
I'm well, A.R. Thanks for reaction.
It's a good boy.
Maya keeps me informed.
Bueno, dicho. Ora, mai in casa.
All of man's troubles come from his inability to sit quietly in a room by himself.
You should try it.
Is that what you're doing here?
I talked to Lolly. He's expecting you. No limit at the table.
That's thoughtful.
Call it a thank you.
I ran the odds on the way down.
On what?
Whether you'd attempt to kill me.
What'd you come up with?
14-1. Against.
Tommy in my arms when he was no bigger than a loaf of bread. I never wanted to let him go. I never wanted him hurt in any way. I'm selling my home, the only possession I have, and with the proceeds, I intend to live quietly within my means and give Tommy the upbringing he deserves in comfort and safety. Julia. And Mr. Sigorsky, Paul, I thank you. You've done so much. I'll never forget it. But my grandson belongs with me. time he came home. She was running a cat house, raising that child in a cat house.
Mrs. Darmody provided respectable lodging.
And what went on in there was...
As the only surviving blood relation.
Take things that don't belong.
Your Honor, my clients are understandably...
She wouldn't even speak for the first...
What exactly occurred in your residence 8 months ago, Mrs. Darmody? And under what precise circumstances was the child brought to your home? Is there anyone here willing to disclose anything approximating the truth in this matter?
Overstay.
Let's stop on
him. I'm not.
It's not a cop, bro. Just easy. Easy.
Okay. Pull right in here. Stop.
Yeah. Who is he? Guy works for us. I gotta go over something with him.
So, he runs the place? What?
I smell smoke.
That's you. That's how you smell.
Your mother was very clear on this.
A friend of mine borrowed my coat. He smokes.
What's his name?
Henry.
And he borrows coats? What, is he an orphan? No. You stay. A couple of minutes. And button up.
That's how you wear it at school.
Well, you're not at school. And you're not coming home with a cold, so...
I got it.
Where did Johnny come from?
Dan, why are we seeing each other?
Afternoon, Eli. You know Agent Knox?
Yeah. No, do I?
He's here a month already.
You didn't make an impression. What do you want from me?
Introduce yourself again.
Warren
Knox, sir. There he is. You see him? I don't want you getting scared.
Mick, we squaring up or not?
I'm involved in this now,
Elmer. Look, I don't need all these people around, hmm?
Why don't you two go over there and get acquainted?
You mean me?
Yes, sir.
Guess my time's not worth anything.
You had the problem in Brigantine. I took care of that. Which was above and beyond.
I told him you had a sign off.
I want us to go on helping each other.
There's a limit, Stan. You get me?
Mm-hmm. I could say the same to you.
You know, I sure could use some law enforcement.
For what?
Piney bastards keep robbing my garage.
We don't handle auto theft.
I got 1,000 gallons of whiskey in there.
What would you want us to do?
Don't you catch bootleggers?
Not for other bootleggers.
Well, I got a surprise for the next fox in the hen house, tell you that much.
What surprise?
Back door. Pulley. Shotgun.
A booby trap?
I didn't say it.
Look, Mr.
Borst.
Mr. Borst. Those kinds of men.
Agent Knox.
Sir. Our inspection is concluded.
Ladies, welcome to the Cicero Quilting Society. Would you be so kind as to come this way? Now! Let's go! Open! Come on!
Give your hand off.
Got myself a friend in posse. I'm a hossy, she's my hossy. Empty hossy posse now. I say, all I did was pop the question. She said, what a great suggestion. Everything is hossy posse now.
Okay.
Hey, no more science, no more science.
I left a handbag.
Oh, my brother, he'll fetch that too. Come on, giddy up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Same old boobs and booze hounds. We got shipped over from the deuces for this.
Hey, the ceiling's the same. That's all you'll be looking at.
Here you go, gentlemen. Plenty to choose from. Dive right in.
I'm Farnes.
Whatever it is, Ralphie, we blame it on you.
See your paper today?
Woodrow Wilson crawled. Who even knew he was still around?
You mean the local skinny ass? The idea was, we don't have these problems.
That reporter, he's a bullshit type. No one cares what he writes.
I might care.
What do you write? Ralphie, go outside, huh? Keep an eye on things. Now, let them run who they want. It don't matter. We got Jumpin' Joe Clanner here. All sewed up, right?
Tight as a drum, gents.
Could always throw him down the stairs again.
Oh, no, that was just high spirits.
I never hugged a male before.
Talks about you, John.
I know that, Ralph. I read it.
Chicago crime boss Johnny Torrio has expanded his reach to include bootlegging, gambling, and prostitution with the cheerful assistance of our Cicero boosters.
Now, who could that be?
Torrio could be found rusticating at our Hawthorne Inn, exerting control through the rough justice of his factotum Alphonse. Frank, look.
What?
Nothing. It's just Alphonse Capone. Sounds like a real no account.
He gets my fucking name wrong?
A few moments with Eddie Cantor. I tell some jokes, a couple of songs.
Which ones?
The dumber they come.
Absolutely side-splitting.
There's a doctor standing by with catgut at every showing.
To show people up from laughing?
It's quite amazing. You hear everything just like he was right in front of you.
He is right in front of me.
But this is a movie. Somehow that makes it seem more real. If that makes any sense.
It does when you say it.
We've got a rehearsal, Pumpkin.
Not so far.
You know what the scouts say. Be prepared.
So does my gynecologist.
But truthfully, kiddo...
I'll see she gets to the church on time, Eddie.
Take a cab. It's safer.
You own this?
Mr. White does. I just like the atmosphere.
You know Oney Madden?
I've heard of him.
He runs the Cotton Club.
You go up to Harlem?
When someone takes me.
I expect that happens pretty often.
He didn't want me to meet you.
Oney Madden?
Mr. Cantor. He said you're dangerous. Is it true?
If you think so, you better hightail it.
Will something bad happen if I stay? This is where I spend most of my time. A retreat, you might call it. Not the biggest room in the house, but the one I like best. Looks out over the lawn. And, of course, ensuite facilities. One of 12, including a Roman bath. A
lot of upkeep.
It was built during the Great Age. It's waiting for a man, the right man, to bring it back to life. Cotillions with full orchestras. Ermine muffs on winter nights.
You're quite the scene painter.
I'm just describing the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, something to think about.
And that's what I'm going to let you do. For a minute.
I guess I have to ask how much.
It's not really the amount, is it? It's what you get for it.
But it's still a number.
30. If you want me to put it in my mouth, it's another 10.
Mr. Warner? Sir?
Yes, Florence?
Will you need anything else?
No. You have a good evening.
I put the present on your desk.
Right in front of me. Thank you.
You just need to sign the card. Well, good night then.
Pretty sure these are roller skates. You have children? No? I'm a middleman. That's all. I take orders from Milwaukee. I don't ask questions. I call a number. They do the rest. If someone gets hurt, that's not my... You're doing this for money. $5,000 in that safe. Take it. Walk away. I'll never say a word. I'll just... You don't know me. You don't know anything about me.
I know you're gonna die.
Can I at least... This is who you are. His name, his address, he runs things.
With all your might, fight for the cherry and white, keep our colors high, roll the ball and hit the line, all the Temple stars will shine, skill and courage win the game, fight on Temple, fight.
Can you ever beat people up?
Uncle Nucky,
they sing it at football games.
How often do you go to those?
Once in a while. With the fellas?
Instead of studying?
Didn't you get an egg in accounting?
It's a geography of commerce.
Answer the question.
Who are these other fellas?
There's Flitch and Dobby, Tip, Henry. Everyone calls him Bucket.
These are boys or ponies?
They're all a lot of fun.
Are they smokers?
I don't know.
Spend so much time with them.
None of us smoke.
I don't want you picking that up.
Me? He's like a chimney.
Hey, this is your mother. Maybe you forgot that, now you're so popular.
I haven't forgotten.
And what do you say?
Mom?
Yes?
I love you.
Well, I should hope so. You have to go?
I do. But this was lovely as always. Thank you for the cherry and the white.
Yes, sir.
I'll call you later.
Bye, Nucky.
Let's go. Everybody help Bobby. Take that. Take your plates.
Uncle Nucky.
Well, they put a coat on.
Ma's checking it for tobacco stains. Should have stayed in Philadelphia for the break.
You need to see your family, and they need to see you.
Why? I show up, and my dad just tells me the things I'm not supposed to do.
What do you think he should be telling you?
Business? How it works?
Which business is that?
Ours.
There's what I do, what your father helps me with. It's nothing for you to worry about.
I'm not worried. I just think that...
You came through for me, Will. I haven't forgotten. What you need to do now is get the degree. We're all counting on it, okay?
Sure.
Keep earning A's. And anything you want to get off your chest, you could always come to me.
I do smoke.
I know. I went to college for a year. It's where I picked up all my bad habits.
Alphonse Capone. No, seriously. How hard is that? Huh?
Report his name is St. John.
So?
So he's probably a pilgrim or something. He's not gonna know.
It's notorious, right?
Yeah, well, people heard of Johnny.
That's my point.
Screwy?
People heard of Johnny. Good.
Let him take the heat. Nobody should know you.
What are you saying, Frank?
In this line of work, the few people that know who you are.
I was here first, huh?
I what?
Just saying, I was here first.
You understand what he's getting at?
And I bring you both out, because that's what a brother does. Right? And I bought this house that we're living in, and I run the inn, and the ship. And that's not nothing, Frank. Okay? I'm not nothing. I'm nobody's Fatotus. Al Capone. With an E.
With an E. Hey. Snork.
Don't call me that.
Snorky.
Don't call me that, Frank.
Come on. No, really. You're special. You are a very special boy.
Don't fuck off. Al!
Keep at it, Al.
Don't take no gum.
No, Ma,
they're horsing around.
Hey, no, Ma, that's right.
What?
I don't have time for that. I have to be back in 40 minutes. I couldn't have been clearer. Is this considered a good hotel in this part of town?
You don't like it?
It's disgusting. Another. Please. Is your boss a smart man?
Mr. White knows his way around.
He should be careful. Dickie's not that honest. He steals from the Axe. He steals from the owners. He's a nasty little thief.
He's your husband.
I like to say bad things about him. It's not very nice, is it?
For someone in a hurry, you talk a lot. Look at this.
Look what's
happening now?
He made me.
No. Hold on. What? Sit down. Right there. Go on.
Whoa! What are you doing?
Pulling up my pants.
I just said sit. Nothing else. And tell me what happened.
Can't.
I know you're upset.
I got in his car.
While I was going over the contracts.
Yes, it must have been. And then he drove away from the boardwalk to
the Negro part of town.
He threatened me with a straight razor.
I don't care. Well, no,
my wife is talking. She's explaining, and you just interrupt.
Look, Dickie, how about
we're not on a first name basis. We're not friends. You're fucking my wife, and you interrupt. And you know, I go around, and I spend a lot of time with all of you. Do business, eat your food, put money in your pockets. And I love the music. I really do. But in the end, you know what always happens?
What happens?
You act like the fucking niggers that you are. Huh? Isn't that right? Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, boss.
And go on.
What?
Act like a nigger. She's waiting. I'll put your brains on the wall. Let go of your trousers.
It's all just some fun.
Changing new people.
Expect the drop off around 11.
20 after already.
I guess criminals aren't very punctual. Perhaps that's why they have trouble being productive members of society.
Maybe your informant was just lying to you.
He gave a strong impression of sincerity. I wouldn't mind an arrest or two under my belt. That's the way to do it, right? Keep Supervisor Elliott from getting too nosy.
The hell they give me tea for?
That should be mine. Sorry. I haven't touched it. A farmer fellow today. Over at Mr. Doyle's.
Roly Poly Otis.
I thought his name was Elmer.
They're all Otis to me.
Huh. Anyhow, he's got some problems.
Who does?
Otis. Awful lot of liquor in his garage. And that's kind of funny, I guess. He asked us to help him keep tabs on it.
This was two.
I couldn't shut him up. Not to mention that bankroll he was toting. That was quite the spectacle. He asked the Treasury agents,
Oh, boy, I mean, just think about that.
You know what you've done here? I signed contracts with that man. He connected in New York. And I work on him so that club could turn some scratch. Make him my friend inch by inch. You go let loose a crap all over it for 15 minutes worth of jelly. Because you the fucking sweetback, huh? What you got to say for yourself?
She a devil, that's all.
And she stuck the bottle up his neck.
Christ, his head's practically off.
He earned it.
Right now, I don't care what your side is, okay? Who was he?
Dickie Pastor. Booking agent bring acts around the club. Work for Only Madden.
And the girl?
Climb out the window.
I guess you were too busy.
Anybody know he came here?
Nightman little man couldn't say who else.
Slip him out the back way. And
yeah, I got a place.
We find that girl. She ain't got no coat, no shoes, no money.
Then what?
Just take care of it.
Make sure people stay quiet here.
Sweep back. They ain't leave the door open for. Letting all the coal in.
Don't slam it.
He heard him now. There's you right there. Nuh-uh. Don't be throwing it now.
A lot.
I promise you it's worth it.
No, I don't doubt it. Still.
Is there anything I can do to persuade you?
It's just so much bigger than anything I would need. And,
What?
Well, it's none of my business, but I don't think you really want to sell it.
I assure you, I do.
Just the way that you talk about it. I know what that's like, leaving something behind that's part of you, finding that courage. In any case, I only need something for a few months. Beautiful woodwork.
Mr. Phillips.
Roy.
What brings you to our little town?
Piggly Wiggly. The supermarket chain. We're expanding into the Northeast, and I'm here to set it up.
Well, that must be hard on your wife.
Well, as I said, leaving things behind. Cotillions and ermine muffs. That would suit you well.
Do you really think so?
I'm a bit of a dreamer at heart. I'm sorry, I have another place to look at.
Where?
Bungalow Park.
You don't want to live there.
Can't trust a realtor now, can you? Say, you wouldn't consider... I seem to be a bit at sea here. I could use a knowledgeable companion.
Well, I'm certainly that.
Totem.
Yes? That's a servant or something. Whatever you tell him to do. I looked it up. How old are you?
22.
Making a name for yourself, huh?
I'm reporting the truth.
Oh. The truth? Read it aloud. One letter at a time.
C-A-P-O-N-E.
Now you know.
It's the darkest gems that shine most bright. Ladies and gentlemen, the Onyx Girl!
You're calling.
How's that?
You should have been a detective.
I ain't the one.
Who
go check the bar. Man stood for you in the count. He need ride, and I'll be the one on his back.
Just so we're clear, I don't want anyone else's grief.
Ain't gonna get it.
Suppose he's doing in there.
How should I know?
Well, why don't I knock on the door and announce our presence?
And then what?
We make it clear to Mr. Borscht that in order to provide the protection he wants, we require a certain amount.
We're just going to blow this hillbilly over. Split.
Is that standard?
Draw your weapon and follow me. Don't worry. We're the law.
It's not that. I just don't see well in the dark.
How'd you make the bureau pop?
My uncle's in the same Elks Lodge as our congressman.
Stand here. Don't bump into anything. Watch the front, and then come when I signal.
Call it in, sir. As soon as I get a grip on myself. I don't mind saying this has all got me pretty rattled.
Can we make a deal?
What'd you have in mind?
I won't tell Cantor if you don't.
The dumber they come.
He's a doll, though. Learn something new every day. Is this really where you live?
Suits my needs. But that's how it is with a bachelor.
Only?
Now and then.
I have a confession. I've wanted to meet you for a long time.
Why?
Everyone talked about you and Billy.
What did they say?
Well, how else could she star on Broadway?
Just give me a minute.
Mr. Thompson has asked me to say he has been called away.
He just said he was coming back.
But he is not.
Son of a goddamn bitch.
Pardon me?
What am I supposed to do?
You are supposed to leave.
To get up?
I was not yet asleep.
No. I've come home.
Beautiful.